here's your moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Debbie, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter, and happy Father's Day out there. We hope you had a wonderful day, all you fathers, and we hope all you children had a nice day with your father, too. So please settle back and give us an hour of your time tonight, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program. So, of course, we are welcoming your participation, so we hope you'll at least listen, if not call in. And that number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Most of our lines are open right now. It's a great time to call in. Sometimes it does get a little bit crowded toward the end of the show, but give us a call and we'll get you on as soon as we can. 415-841-4134. We're taking questions and handing out questions on current events, movies, history, literature, geography, television, radio, food, and everything else. So 415-841-4134. I do want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter. That's mindsovermatter, one word, at yahoo.com. It's always great to hear from our listeners, mindsovermatter at yahoo.com. If you'd like to hear this show online, you can certainly do that anywhere in the world simply by going to kalw.org. That's kalw.org. And if you'd like a podcast of this show, the lovely Debbie Kennedy is here doing her usual fine job. And she will put that up as soon as the show is over, and that will be at kalw.org, too. So all that being said, we're going to start with the round of introductions. And here's the first. Jerry Nachman, like many San Franciscans, was devastated to hear that the America's Cup will not be run here again soon, a sporting event second only in excitement to the World Cup soccer matches. Go Paraguay.
Thank you, Dana. Leah Garchik went to Glide Church's memorial for Maya Angelou today, and she's come away not only uplifted, but also ready to pound her opponents into the dirt.
That's you.
Just me? Why just me?
No, the two of you. I mean, the two of yous.
Oh, yeah.
And she has a fist like a ham, too.
Brooklyn, yeah. Right. Although not terribly interested in soccer, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez, does enjoy watching some of those extremely good-looking players in a non-creepy way, of course.
All right. That's us. And we'll begin the questioning with Jerry Nachman.
Okay. What did Charles de Gaulle, Ronald Reagan, François Mitterrand, and Boris Yeltsin all have in common?
Once more, please.
What did Charles de Gaulle, Ronald Reagan, François Mitterrand, and Boris Yeltsin all have in common, aside from being leader of their countries?
Well, can you frame that in any way? I mean, that's not much to go on.
Well, it's not physical. It's not biographical.
It's not physical, and it's not biographical.
It's kind of a quirk, let's say. Well, I'll even narrow it down. It's an interest.
Interest. Like a hobby, maybe?
Something like that.
All right. I don't know. I do not know.
No?
Jelly beans.
Well, that's not bad.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I wish it was that. No, it's not that.
All right. No.
Okay.
Don't know.
And it has nothing to do with politics.
All right. Nothing to do with politics.
Yeah.
Okay. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Good afternoon.
Hello.
Oh, by the way, I guess you heard earlier this morning Casey Kasem died.
Yes, we did hear that.
Here's a question for you regarding Casey Kasem. What Hanna-Barbera character did he do the voice of? He did other voice of other Hanna-Barbera characters.
Yeah, I just saw that on the news about that 40 minutes ago. Is it a bear of some kind?
No.
It's some kind of an animal.
Oh, yeah, the show does involve an animal.
Yeah, it isn't. That's a... I just saw it. I didn't know he did that. It's a popular show, as I recall the title, but I can't recall.
I know I have had many incarnations over the years.
No, I have no idea.
I'll give you a clue. It was a mystery series.
It was a mystery series?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean like the that Scooby Doo thing?
Yes.
Oh, it was Scooby Doo.
Which one of the characters did he do the voice of? It wasn't Scooby Doo.
You mean one of the regular characters?
Yeah. Human characters, in other words.
It was in Velma. No.
I'll give you a clue. He was the one I always hang out with Scooby when they're always involved in one some.
Oh, mystery. Shaggy.
Yeah.
Shaggy. Okay.
All right. I never watched Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, thanks for helping me along there. Okay, what was your other question?
And speaking of Hanna-Barbera, what was the only feature film that featured both the first two men in the voice of Fred Flintstone, Alan Reed and Henry Corden?
Oh, Alan Reed was in a lot of movies, the character actor.
Could you repeat that?
They only share no scenes together.
Dana?
All right. What was the only movie that featured the
Alan Reed and Henry Corden, the first two men in the boxers who were the voice of Fred Flintstone appeared in. Hold on, just say
okay.
Together.
No.
Not a chance.
Mm-mm.
I'll give you a clue. The movie had Marlon Brando in it.
Oh.
Oh, well.
Marlon Brando and Alan Reed. Let me think for a minute. Oh, Viva Zapata.
Yes. You know, Alan Reed played Pancho Villa, and Henry Corden played a chauffeur.
Right. I wouldn't have gotten the Henry Corden, but I do remember Alan Reed was in Viva Zapata. Yeah.
Who was Henry Corden?
I don't
know. Henry Corden appeared in other voiceover roles in the Flintstones prior to replacing Alan Reed.
Yeah. Well, thanks, Gareth.
Yeah.
All right. And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. What is a Papa Seahorse's first duty?
What kind of seahorse?
A father. It's a Father's Day question.
Oh, yeah.
What is a Papa Seahorse?
Isn't it the male seahorses that can have the children that they're unisexual or something like that? It's the, I believe.
Something like that, but
be more specific.
They
give
birth?
They push them out of the nest.
They give birth.
They give birth,
right.
Yes.
They give birth. Okay.
Wow.
Pretty amazing, huh?
How did that happen?
The woman.
Yeah. Is that the only species that's through?
I'm not sure. I don't know.
I don't know. What U.S. Hall of Fame is Benjamin Franklin in?
Well, the one at up by the cloisters. It's just called the Hall of Fame, I think.
No, isn't this is for a specific thing.
Oh.
Well, he's probably in a bunch of Hall of Fames, but you're thinking of an unusual one, I take it. Mm-hmm. Kind of unusual, mm-hmm. anyway.
The museum?
No.
The Potbelly Stove Hall of Fame?
Something like the Printers and Engravers Hall of Fame or something
like
that?
Oh, it's not an occupation.
Oh. Not like the Inventors Hall of Fame.
No.
I guess that's an occupation or sort of, too. It's not an occupation. Huh. Okay. Why don't you repeat that, Leah?
What U.S. Hall of Fame is Benjamin Franklin in?
All right. Okay. Let's see here. What popular confection, and by confection I mean sort of like a dessert, what popular confection was originally made for coal miners to eat while on the job in Kentucky?
Is this a health protective?
No.
Rock candy?
There's nothing health protective about it.
What?
No, it's not bad. Yeah, it's
you said that it was mandatory they ate?
Oh, no, not at all. Oh. Not at all. It was invented for them.
Oh, invented.
Yeah, to something to eat that they could work, you know?
And confection means it's sweet,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's sweet, right, right.
Is it a dish or is it
No, it's
item.
Something you can hold. You know, it's you don't eat it out of a dish.
Bananas.
No.
Because you could peel that.
Bananas
in the dark.
Were invented for coal miners?
No, that they were, that they ate. I mean, I thought he meant, invented.
No, it's what popular confection, and by confection I mean something, as Leah said, something sweet, was originally made for coal miners to eat while on the job in Kentucky. It's a very well known.
Yeah, like
confection.
A popsicle maybe.
Yeah, well, you know, it's something sweet.
Yeah, fudgicle.
Right, right.
No? Okay.
No? Something widely eaten and made today.
Moon pies.
Yes. Oh. You're right. Very good. Moon pies.
How'd that one come to you?
Yes.
Thought of a southern...
Yeah, that's right.
Good job. All right. Somebody took the time, I'm not the one that did it, but took the time to come up with a list of the 9 fruits and nuts listed in the Bible. Now, no jokes here about the fruits and nuts who are people-oriented. But there are 9 fruits and nuts that are listed in the Bible, and I'm assuming they're taking the Old and New Testament together.
So lemon.
I'll give you each 2 guesses.
Lemon. Apple.
Apple, yes. No lemon. Yes.
Pomegranates. So,
Yes. Yes, pomegranate rice. Very good. No, you had your two guesses. Leah gets one more.
No, that was just one area, though.
No, it doesn't make any difference.
I didn't get to guess a nut.
No,
oh, I see.
So this doesn't include herbs?
No, no herbs. These are strictly fruits and nuts.
Almonds.
Yes, almonds.
Yeah,
very good.
That's, I was going to say that.
Yes.
Yeah.
So there are nine different fruits and nuts, and nine fruits and nine nuts, but together. There are nine different fruits and nuts listed in the Bible, mentioned in the Bible, I guess I should say. And so far we have apples, almonds, and pomegranates. What are the others? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, guys. How are you doing? It's Hayes from San Francisco.
Hello.
The thing about the presidents is that they're all left-handed, by any chance?
No.
Okay. And also, when you talk about the World Cup, it's football. It's not soccer. It's
yeah, you're right.
You're right. You're right.
Okay,
and then the other thing about the maybe chestnuts for the biblical nuts.
No chestnuts.
No, okay. Well, they're not roasted on the open fire then.
No.
All right, guys. Thanks very much.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. The number to join us with a question or answer is area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi. Oh, this is Tamara calling from Richmond.
Hi, Tamara.
Hi. I have a list for you of 16 states whose two letter state abbreviations are also abbreviations for an element in the periodic table. I know you guys aren't good at science ones, but I thought...
Oh, that's interesting. California, cadmium. No, cadmium is CD.
There is a californium, though.
Okay. Yeah, but no, it doesn't have to be. It could be like, okay, for example, Arkansas is AR.
Right.
And AR is also the abbreviation for argon.
Right.
Okay. So maybe I could leave the list or send the list to someone because I don't want to put you through all of this on the air.
Oh, okay, sure.
Thank you.
Why don't you ask the question to the audience once more? How about that?
Okay. Hi. Okay. There are 16 states whose two-letter state abbreviation also represents an element in the periodic table.
Right.
So, for example, Arkansas is AR, and AR is also the atomic symbol name for argon. So, I don't know, and maybe one of your science people can.
Okay, so okay. we're gonna put you on hold. Debbie's kind of working by herself tonight, so we'll try to she'll write some of them down for us. Okay.
Okay. Thank you. And I was gonna guess either honey or dates.
Dates. Yes.
Dates.
No honey,
yes.
But dates.
Okay. Yes. Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Hold on.
You should be hearing from E any minute.
Any minute now.
Yeah.
And Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. I have three common sets of words, and I want you to tell me the difference. What is the essential difference between an ache and a pain? That's the first one. What is the essential difference between jam and preserves? And lastly, what is the essential difference between a memoir and an autobiography? You can do one each.
Jam and preserves. Doesn't one have seeds in it and one doesn't?
No, they both can have seeds in it.
I think one has pectin in it.
No. I think they both can have pectin, but so that's not. I thought you would hit this out of the park, Leah.
Ache and a pain is a... Ache is a...
Is ache something in a muscle?
No.
It has to be in a muscle?
Not necessarily.
Is it a chronic condition?
An ache? Not necessarily, no.
Ache.
And a memoir, an autobiography is limited. I mean, it's a story of someone's life. A memoir could be about a part of their life or a part of history.
That's exactly
or
right.
Whatever.
That's exactly
but
right.
But it's a first person.
That's
book.
Right. That's right.
Okay.
My autobiography is usually chronological also. Okay, and memoir can be also, but not necessarily.
All right. So,
okay, so jam and preserves and an ache and a pain.
What are the differences between
you
those?
Had your guess. So
all right.
Let's leave it out.
Okay. And okay, Deb. All right, next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, Ed, how are you?
Good.
There he is, I told you.
Yeah.
Right on time.
Right on time. It was sad that Casey Kasem died today on Father's Day, but it's appropriate, since he really did represent this group. Can you tell me what is his birth name?
I don't know, but he's Greek, isn't he? No, he's.
I think he's Lebanese.
For the country.
Egypt. Egyptian.
No. Lebanon.
Yeah.
Lebanon.
Said that.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. So what is his first name?
Oh, God. I know. No idea.
For his memory, I'll call it. It is Kamal Amin Kasem. Kamal, which is a very common Arabic name. Kamal in Arabic means perfect.
Okay.
So in his memory, but I also like to make a comment. His second wife, Jean Kasem, she behaved awful and she mistreated him awful in the last several years. She hid him from his kids and she was after his money. I want everybody to Google her, a phony blonde. And she did awful lot of damage to him as Soraya Debussy did to myself.
All right.
You're the last guy in the world, Ed, I thought would be interested in Casey Kasem, I must say.
Yeah, please, everybody Google him. She's awful.
You're a regular guy, after all.
Okay, second question to everybody. And I need two countries named after elements.
Elements.
Sugar, you know.
Well, Franconium.
Franconium is good?
Yes. And
One second. I made a mistake.
Wait.
Two countries named after elements.
There's polonium.
No.
The country's named after element? Well, Argentina.
I want a country. Argentina is good after silver?
Yes.
What about the second one?
Oh, boy.
Ancient country. And the element use it every day. In cooking especially. Use it in cooking.
Is it in Egypt?
No. Egypt after the old chemistry.
Yes.
That's what Egypt name is. But this metal you use for cooking every day is your utensils. You use it for cooking. Most utensils metals made out of elements. So let's say copper. What country named after copper?
It
was named by ancient people. Copper.
I've heard
this. I'll give you the answer because the time is short.
Yes.
Cyprus.
Okay.
Cyprus. Okay. The second part of the question for the audience. Name six countries. Six elements made up for countries. And we'll leave that to the audience.
All right.
Six elements of the countries. Thank you very much.
Thanks,
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
In the memory of Casey Kasem. Thank you. Bye-bye.
And his terrible second wife.
Gosh.
I think she was married to Ethan once.
Maybe.
Isn't that unusual?
He's not carrying a torch, I can tell you that.
I think he was married to Steve Garvey. He had troubles
with
his wife.
Would you ever guess that Eve would be interested in Casey Kasem?
No, I'd guess that because Casey Kasem was Arab and it's a heritage thing.
Well, yeah,
but that
okay.
he's so vitriolic
right. okay.
about
okay.
his wife.
I know.
All right, yeah.
Let bygones be bygones.
I think he's a reader of, Entertainment Weekly, too, I guess.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Ever Matter.
Hi, it's Bubba Frisco, Dave.
Oh, wow, hello.
Been a while.
Yep.
Let's see, Biblic fruits.
Yes.
Olives.
Yes, olives.
For sure.
And states that share two letters with elements, Nebraska and neon.
Good.
Colorado and cobalt.
Very good.
Good. Good job.
Have a great evening, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And Leah, it's your turn.
Okay. What's the deepest lake in the United States?
Crater Lake?
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That was. Then I'm not going to ask you how deep it is. If aloha is a greeting of...
Hello and goodbye. Yeah.
Hawaii shalom is a greeting of Israel. If I said Kia Ora, K-I-A-O-R-A, where would we be?
Japan?
No.
Can you spell? I'm sorry, spell that again, please.
K-I-A-O-R-A.
Korea?
No.
And you said this is someplace in the world, not the United States.
That's right.
Oh, you said Korea because it's Kia. Is that it? Kia Ora. Kia Ora. This is a non-European country, I'm assuming. Maybe wrongly.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's correct.
All right. All right. Leave it out.
It's a country where English is the main language, the official language.
Is it?
Uh-huh.
Oh, could it be New Zealand?
Yes. I shouldn't have given you that clue.
I hate it when I do that, too. One clue too many.
Okay, go on.
All right.
Off with you.
All right, let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Every Matter.
Is that me?
It is you.
Hi, this is Judith in San Francisco.
Hi, Judith.
About the Bible.
Yes.
Tomatoes and figs and quince?
No quince, no tomatoes. Figs, yes.
Okay. Tomatoes are fruit, you know.
Right, but tomatoes are from the New World. They were brought back to Europe by the explorers. That's not a biblical thing.
But the apple was. Okay. But between jam and preserves, I think preserves are only fruit.
No, jam can be fruit. Jam usually is fruit.
Yeah, but I think it can have other things in it, like the pectin or gelatin or something.
No, it's not about preservatives of any kind.
Okay. That's it.
Well, thank you, though.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you're enjoying the show. Our panel tonight is well-known Bay Area author Jerry Nachman and Mrs. First Nighter, Leah Garchik, from the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez, and you're listening to us on 91.7 FM. That's KALW, your local public radio station. And the number to join us is area code 415-841-4134. Okay, I'll give you each one guess on this. This is according to CNN, did a poll amongst travelers, Americans. And what eight foods do Americans miss most when they travel overseas?
Eight foods?
Yes. I'll give you each one guess. What eight foods do Americans miss most when they travel overseas? Now, I grant you can get a lot of American foods overseas, but these, apparently, they're not as good as what you can get in the United States sometimes.
Burgers.
No, because that's pretty ubiquitous. You can get hamburger everywhere. No. What eight foods do Americans miss most when they travel overseas?
Hot dogs.
No. All right, I'll give each one more guess.
Are they all foods or are there drinks included?
All of them are foods with the exception of, well, yeah, they're all foods, yeah, I guess. Well, almost all foods, let's put it that way.
Slurpees.
No, not a Slurpee, but you're kind of on the right track a little bit there. Jerry? Once more, what eight foods, according to CNN, what eight foods do Americans miss most when they travel overseas?
Pizza.
Yes, pizza's number one.
I thought that was everywhere.
Okay. Not American pizza, apparently. I guess it's what you get in the U.S.
That's true. Okay.
Or as familiar.
Yeah.
It's probably better, but...
All right.
Yeah, let's see. I will say.
Yes.
I will say cold cereal.
You're right. Yes. Breakfast. I'll give that to you. American breakfast cereal.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Very good. So, according to CNN, what foods do Americans miss most when they travel overseas? So far, we have pizza and breakfast cereal. By breakfast cereal, I mean, you know, like Trix or Frosted Flakes.
Sure, yeah.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Phil from West Berkeley.
Hi, Phil.
A couple of guesses.
Okay.
For the Bible fruit, how about gourd?
No.
Okay, and the difference between jam and preserve, preserves have whole fruit or whole ingredients?
That's good enough, yeah. A jam has fruit pulp, while preserves has large chunks of fruit.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, let me turn the... two things, or three. Would Foods in Bible?
Yes.
Sesame, pistachio, and by any chance?
No, I'm sorry, did you say sesame?
Sesame.
Yeah, no.
Seed.
That's true. But no, pistachios, yes.
Yes, pistachios, wonderful.
Good.
And tell the gentleman in Berkeley if you would speak, just slow it down a bit, because what country named after copper? I couldn't even, but it could be my radio.
Oh, it was Cyprus.
Oh, Cyprus. And also there... it's not a person, nobody would really know about Casey Kasem's wife unless the gentleman in Berkeley was married to her or something.
Well, you know, you just want to emphasize that's one person's opinion. So, I mean, I totally understand.
Yeah, well, I know a little bit about that.
All right.
And, yeah, no.
Okay,
that,
well.
That was personal, I'm sure.
All right,
thank you.
Thank you very much.
And who would have thought we'd be getting into Casey Kasem?
Who knows?
Checkered private life, married life.
And, Jerry, it's your turn.
Okay. What country? Now I want to ask you something else. I'm going to give you three lesser-known songs from a couple of musicals, and you guess the
name. You mean big, successful musicals?
Very famous.
All right.
Shows. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Here's the first. Sorry. Oops. Maybe. I think I'm going to like it here. And. Something Was Missing.
So, I'm sorry, these are all from the same musical?
Yes.
Okay.
Annie.
Very good. That's right. Very good. Okay.
Good.
And here's another one. Excellent.
Oh, I didn't know that. There's a Gershwin, maybe.
Okay, tell me the show that these songs are from. St. Bridget, My Best Girl, and That's How Young I Feel.
None of those are familiar to me. Leah? No? Good.
Okay.
Once more, Jerry.
Okay, St. Bridget, My Best Girl, and That's How Young I Feel.
My Best Girl.
It's a famous, famous show.
My Best Girl. Okay. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah, hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hello.
Hi, I know a couple of the state abbreviations and also elements in the periodic table.
All right.
Well, California, CA, that's calcium.
Right.
In the periodic table. And NE is neon, which is the same as Nebraska.
Right.
And then AL, Alabama, would be aluminum.
Yes.
And then I know MN, Minnesota, is on the periodic table, except I can't remember what the element is called.
It's manganese.
Oh, okay. So manganese, Minnesota, MN. Those are the ones that I know.
Good job.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's me. I'm going to go back there. I left a piece of paper to answer the questions. If you can just hang on 1 second. It's Hayes in San Francisco again.
All right.
Couple of the answers, I think, maybe the difference between ache and pain is the amount of time it takes.
No, nothing to do with time, no.
No, the food things that Americans miss are croissants, which would be weird that they'd miss it, but Danish.
No, not croissants.
Croissants and Danish. And then what was the other one that I wrote down here? Cherries for the thing from the Bible.
No.
Okay, I did so wonderfully well on that call.
Don't give up. Call back.
See you guys.
All right, bye-bye.
How about he said croissants? How about bagels?
Yes, bagels.
Yeah,
bagels
course.
Are missed. Very good.
I got two. Okay.
Yeah.
How many we got left? About four.
Five.
Five left. Okay.
Yeah. And let's see. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Andrew in Oakland.
Hi, Andrew.
Well, you got a few of the elements that I had, but I think I got a few more.
All right.
GA, Georgia, and gallium.
That's correct.
And MO, Missouri, and molybdenum.
Missouri is MI, though.
No, it's
that's Minnesota.
MO.
It's MO?
Yeah.
Minnesota's MI.
Oh, no. Minnesota's MN.
Yeah, MI is Mississippi.
Oh, okay.
Ah, thank
okay.
you.
Thanks. Sorry.
And so, Jordan, okay, Indiana, IN, and Indium.
Right.
LA is something. Louisiana, well, Louisiana and Lanthanum.
Yes.
And then the last one, Maryland, MD, and Mendelevium.
Yes. Excellent.
MT is also something, but I can't. Montana and something.
It is. So, I'll leave it out because nobody.
Can you sing the Tom Lehrer songs about the elements?
That's a great song. On the Benjamin Franklin Hall of Fame. This, I don't know if this is the one that you're looking for, but I think it, along the science line again. I think he's in the electrostatics Hall of Fame.
No,
that would make there this, is such a thing.
Yeah,
well, that would make
do,
a lot. Of,
has make, to do with a game.
A game.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay. Well, he's also in the electrostatics Hall of Fame.
All right.
Okay, I'm sure he's in good company there.
And I have a question.
Yes.
Where is it? Somewhere, a piece of paper. Oh, yeah, what do these people have in common? Another one of those questions. Lauren Graham.
Who?
Lauren Graham.
Lauren Graham, the actress.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Bette Midler. Nicole Kidman. Kelly Preston. And Barack Obama.
Oh, wow. All born in Hawaii? No, Kidman's born in Australia.
Once more, just the list of the people once more.
Okay, but Jerry basically got it. Nicole Kidman would throw you off, but they're all born in Honolulu.
Oh, good job.
Yeah, she was born in Honolulu?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No kidding.
Yeah, her parents were there for some reason.
And then they moved to Australia, I guess, yeah.
Well, they were Australian, but they were there in Hawaii for some
reason. Excellent.
Thanks. Take care.
Thank you. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. Please give us a call if you care to with a question or answer. The number is 415-841-4134. Again, with a question or answer, 415-841-4134. Let's repeat any questions that haven't been answered yet. Jerry?
Okay. I'm looking for three lesser-known songs from which famous show? And I've already lost it. Let me go back to that. What did Charles de Gaulle, Ronald Reagan, Francois Mitterrand, and Boris Yeltsin all have in common? It was a common interest. And what is the difference between an ache and a pain?
All right. Go ahead.
Here's a musical. What musical are these three songs from? St. Bridget, My Best Girl, and That's How Young I Feel.
All right. Leah.
What Hall of Fame, U.S. Hall of Fame, was Benjamin Franklin in? And it has to do with a game.
He invented a game?
I didn't say he invented it.
Like tiddlywinks?
I was going to say pickup sticks. Game Hall of Fame.
Is that it for you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I have a list of the fruits and nuts listed in the Bible. No jokes there. Fruits and nuts listed in the Bible. And most of these are gotten, but there are two left on the list. Two left. So far we have apples, almonds, dates, figs, olives, pistachios, and pomegranates. There are two left on that list. According to a poll done by CNN, what foods do Americans miss most when they are traveling overseas? What foods do Americans miss most when they are traveling overseas? So far we have pizza, American breakfast cereal, and bagels. What is left on that list? And Leah, it's your turn, I believe.
What is the loudest sound that any animal makes?
I've heard that, or maybe I even asked it. I don't remember.
The loudest sound.
It's a common animal?
Something you find
around
the house?
You see it around the house every day?
You wouldn't see it around the house every day.
No, okay.
Not a pussycat with a big loud meow.
The loudest.
Loudest. Is it an elephant trumpet?
No.
Is it a lion's roar?
No.
Is it bird related?
No.
All right. Not bird related. Well, you know, it could be like a screech or something. You never know. All right. Could you repeat that, please?
What is the loudest sound in the animal kingdom?
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Oh, hi. Is this me?
It is you.
Oh, hi. This is Lynn from Reno.
Hi.
And you know about the foods that Americans miss the most? I've traveled to a lot of third world countries, and you can still get good pizza and good box cereal in the store.
Oh, I agree, but I guess that maybe there's brands that you can't get overseas and that you...
Other countries. Yeah.
Well, you can get a lot of the brands in the stores, the box.
Then you know how Americans are. They like, there's no pizza as good as the pizza they get from their local restaurant.
But this is just my opinion, okay?
Right.
And it's not on your list, but Coke, you know, each country almost, I guess, brews their own Coke, and some of the countries really slaughter the Coke.
Specific formula. Coke has a very specific formula.
No, it does change a little bit.
Maybe
from
they
country
call
to
it
country.
Coke and it's something else.
It does. It has the formula, but sometimes they just overload it with sugar.
Oh, I see. Okay. Well,
right.
And whatever else it goes in there, they just overpower it.
Or more likely, they just call it Coke and it's local.
Coke and Pepsi are not on this list of the foods that the American miss most because you can get Coke and Pepsi just about everywhere.
Yeah. It's just that they brew it differently, I think, in
right.
some of the countries. And I think for an ache, that's a chronic situation. And then a pain is maybe something like if you get into an accident and it's kind of a sharp pain.
No, that's interesting, but that's not it.
That's not it? Okay, then. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lynn.
Bye-bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello.
Hi, you're on.
Hi, it's me. Good. I have a guess about the fruits and nuts in the Bible. How about almonds and peaches?
Almonds were on the list. Somebody got those. No peaches, though.
Okay. And I think two of the items that Americans miss most when they're overseas would be Oreos and peanut butter.
Good guesses.
No. Are good guesses, but no.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Okay. Let's see. All right, I'm going to give you I asked a few of these before, but I'll give you a couple more. These are, I'm going to give you the names of top tourist attractions in, I want you to tell me what state they are, the top visited tourist attraction in, okay? So these are the top tourist attractions in what U.S. states? So there are four. Hammonasset, I can spell that for you if you want, Hammonasset Beach State Park, that's one. Number two, Roger Williams Park Zoo. Number three, Flint Hills National Preserve. And number four, Amana Colonies National Landmark. So these are the top tourist attractions in four different states. I mean, one state for each, obviously.
I think I know three of them, actually.
All right, let me go through the list once more.
Okay.
Hammonasset Beach State Park, Roger Williams Park Zoo, Flint Hills National Preserve, and Amana Colonies National Landmark. I'll give you each one guess.
Amana Colonies in Iowa.
Yes. I guess you would know that, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, I knew that, too.
Did you?
And I've never been to Iowa.
Is that true? You knew that?
Well, everyone knows that. Yeah, that's where Amana started, yeah.
Okay. And, Jerry, which one do you have?
Roger Williams Zoo must be in... Rhode Island.
That's correct. Yes, Roger Williams Zoo. All right, so we're just looking for Hammonasset Beach State Park and Flint Hills National Preserve. What? Those are the top tourist attractions in what states? And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, is that me?
It is you.
Yeah. Okay, I have a couple of guesses. I don't know if this has been said yet. Has figs been said?
Figs has been said, but it is on the list, yes.
Okay. Yeah, Fig States, I heard, but I hadn't heard Figs. For the loudest sound, is the blue whale? The loudest animal sound?
It's a kind of whale. I have a sperm whale. Is that the same as the blue whale?
No, it's not the same. It's not.
Oh, well, then you're wrong. So let's wait for another guess.
Well, we'll give you credit for it.
The two of those, but
it's wrong.
Whale it was.
Oh, but you said it was the He said it was a whale, though.
Yeah, but it's a different kind of whale. But he's we can give him credit for coaxing the answer out of me.
You have to guess. We have to guess the species of whale.
Well, it's different.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Anything else, Comer?
No. Yeah, yeah. Actually, I have a question for you. This might be maybe specifically for Danny because this is a pretty tough one. It's a movie question, but I have a couple of directors who directed movies.
All right.
That later on, these movies weren't nominated for an Oscar, but later on, movies with the same title were nominated for Best Picture Oscars.
Oh, my.
So if I give you two fairly famous directors, but I won't give you the title of the movie, see if you can come up with what movie they directed.
All right. So you're going to give me the names of the directors who directed a movie with a title who's and another movie with that title was nominated for Best Picture.
Exactly.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, so John Ford.
Ooh, John Ford. All right.
Stagecoach.
No.
No, that was actually good.
Okay. John Ford. All right, give me another one.
And the other director is Don Siegel.
Ooh. Don Siegel. John Ford. What? Okay.
I can tell you who starred in it, but that would give it away to you, I think.
Well, can you tell me the decade?
Yeah, 1940s.
For John Ford?
Yes.
Ford Apache? Ford Apache?
No.
Okay, let's see. Oh, boy. John Ford. Ooh.
Yeah,
all right.
Typical John Ford movie, actually.
I'm sorry?
It's an atypical
Ford. John Ford movie from the 40s.
Yeah.
You better give me somebody in it.
Well, at least we'll give it away. Henry Fonda.
Oh, I know. Is that where he played the Power and the Glory?
No.
It's not. That's from the book it was in. The one where he played the priest, right?
Right.
It was the book that came from was called The Power and the Glory. I'm not doing very well.
Here, Mexico.
Yes. No, I know exactly which one you're talking about. I'm sorry, I can't think of the title.
Yes, The Fugitive.
All right. Yes.
Oh yeah, sure.
And Don Siegel. What?
And Don Siegel's was also from the 40s.
From the 40s. Oh, The Verdict.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, which is actually a good movie, the original version.
Yeah. Right.
Anyway, all right.
Thank
Have
you.
Good night.
Okay.
Was that the same plot as the Paul Newman Verdict?
No, totally different. Yeah. It was a murder mystery Sidney Greenstreet and Peter Lorre.
Okay.
It's not bad. Pretty good. Okay. So I gave you that. So it's Jerry, it's your turn.
What country leads the world in castles? One guess each, please.
Overall, not like per capita or anything like that.
That's overall, yeah. Okay. Overall.
Well, Germany.
No.
Austria.
No.
Oh.
Spain.
No.
Hungary.
Oh.
No.
Oh, it's not.
That's
Spain.
Two each.
Oh, it's not Spain.
No, I would. Yeah.
Castles rising in Spain.
Yeah,
that's what you think.
Yeah.
It must be a European country, though.
Yeah.
All right. And why don't you repeat the question? I won't guess anymore.
What country leads the world in castles?
All right.
England.
No.
It's not Spain.
Where do all those thanes live?
What?
All those thanes had castles.
Well, they may.
Thaneville.
I don't have a number. But
so France?
No.
All right, I won't guess anymore. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is me.
It is you.
Hi there, good evening. This is Whitney from Bernal Heights.
Hi.
So for the foods that Americans miss most?
Yes.
Milkshakes?
No.
Oh. Pancakes?
No.
That's a
Chinese?
Good.
No.
French fries?
That's very good.
Yes, a version of French fries that you don't really see overseas. I mean, you can get French fries overseas, but this is kind of a variation on French fries.
What, the curly ones?
No, It's something you add on to the French fries.
Oh, frites
are all over the place.
I'm sorry, Carl? No, interesting, though. One of the addendums to the list was that Americans miss those little packages of ketchup that you can't get overseas that, you know, you get with fast food here, but you can't get them overseas.
Thank goodness.
Yeah.
What about potato chips?
No, not potato chips.
Iced tea?
No.
Well, I got one, I guess.
You,
right?
You did. And I'll just give it to you. It's chili fries.
Oh, chili fries.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Wow. I never even heard of them.
Yeah, I got a ding.
Yeah,
for
okay.
The Benjamin Franklin was the Hall of Fame chess.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah. Why was he in the
Hall of Fame? Was he a chess master?
Hall of Fame?
Yeah, he played chess.
Oh. Yeah. Well, a lot of people play chess.
He wrote an essay on the morals of chess.
He was a very famous chess player, too, mm-hmm. as well.
Oh, I've never
very
heard
good.
That. I did not know
you
that.
You don't know that.
For the biblical fruits, grapes?
Yes.
And olives?
Olives, somebody got already.
Oh, I didn't get that one. Okay. For the states and the elements, Massachusetts for magnesium?
No.
Oh, buzzkill.
You were doing so well, too.
I was doing so well. You're right. I'm trying to read my notes here. I have a question for you guys on the theme of jam and preserves.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the difference between a confiture of fruit and a preserve?
That I do not know.
Could you repeat that, please?
Confiture.
Yeah, it's a French word, confiture. It's spelled C-O-N-F-I-T-U-R-E, I believe.
Yeah.
As opposed to a preserve.
I do not know that.
I
thought it was kind of French for preserves, but no.
A little bit different, slightly different.
Okay.
Does it have to do with the cooking of the fruit?
No, it has to do with the composition of the substance, put it that way, the finished product.
Oh, the finished product.
Yeah.
Huh. Oh.
It has no pectin in it?
Usually not in France, no, I would think not.
Yeah.
I don't think we know.
Well, we'll let the callers decide then.
Okay.
Is it?
All right, thank you guys.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Ruhama in San Francisco.
Hello.
Just got scooped on the grapes.
Sorry.
It's all right.
There's one left on the list, though.
Yeah, but I don't know it. I know the grapes.
Oh, well.
So, let's see, is the Flint Hills thing in Michigan?
It is not in Michigan.
Is the Hamagansett Beach in Massachusetts?
It is not.
Okay. Is an ache sharp? I mean, a pain sharper than an ache?
That's correct. That's close enough because we're near the end of the show. An ache is usually duller in general, while a pain is sharper and more localized.
More local, right.
Very good.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks, Ruhana.
Bye.
Bye-bye. And you're listening to Minds Over Matter. Hope you're enjoying the show. If you'd like to join us here, the number is area code 415-841-4134. Again, Minds Over Matter at 415-841-4134. I think it's your turn, Leah.
The highest per capita income in the world, country with?
Probably small country.
Finland.
No.
No. How about... Oh, boy. Huh. I guess it could be in the Middle East, like one of the Emirates or something like that. Or it could be in Europe, like Monaco, maybe?
No.
Sweden?
No.
How about Kuwait?
No.
All right. All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter in Glen Park.
Hi, Peter.
For biblical fruits, how about melon?
Yes, melon. That was the last one on the list. Very good.
Good. And for castles, how about Ireland?
No.
Denmark?
No.
All right. Is Hamonasset in Connecticut?
It is. Yes, Hamonasset Beach State Park is in Connecticut. Very good.
And I have a question that sort of echoes an earlier one from Leah. If you were in a country that whose main language is English, and someone walked up to you one morning and wished you Borada, where would you be?
How do you spell it?
B-O-R-A D-A.
Borada.
And the main language is English in that country.
Must mean good, yeah. Good day, I guess.
Ireland?
No.
Good day. Scotland?
No. Dancing around it.
Oh, Wales.
Yes, very yes. Good. It's all Welsh.
Right. Okay.
Good job.
All right.
All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Oh, hi. This is Eric in San Francisco.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Is the Charles de Gaulle, Ronald Reagan, Francois Mitterrand, and Boris Yeltsin, did they all collect toy soldiers?
No, that's a good guess.
Toy trains?
No. No, inventive idea, but no.
Oh, huh.
They may have, but it's not my answer.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right. Let's see. Let's get anything here. What was the first Best Picture winner to have a real person in the title? What was the first winner of the Best Picture Academy Award to have a real person in the title?
One of your favorite movies, The Great Ziegfeld?
Yes. Good. All right. That's not one of my favorite movies.
No, okay.
It's too long.
It's not a good movie.
And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds of Reminder.
Well, I know that Leah tried to keep exclude humans from her question, but I think humans are definitely the largest or the loudest of the animals.
Yeah, that's right.
No, you know, it said that the sound of this sperm whale, not the blue whale, underwater, if it were not underwater, it's louder than a rifle going off 3 feet from your ear.
Ooh.
Well, I was thinking about jet planes and atomic bombs and things like that. But
those are things that people do. No, we're talking about a sound produced by this creature.
I understand. I'm just trying to be a little silly. But now the difference between an ache and a pain is an ache muscular and a pain is of the nervous system or related to the nerves?
Well, that may be true, but somebody guessed the answer that I have, which is an ache is usually duller and general, while a pain is sharper and more localized. I like your definition. I don't know if that's true, but...
Okay, I don't know if that's right either. And then the last thing I want to say quickly is I want to encourage Roger, who sometimes calls in with literary questions and questions about Shakespeare, to call earlier in the show with a little bit easier question next time.
Roger, I don't remember Roger.
Roger calls. He called about Shakespeare lead characters in Shakespeare.
Oh, all right.
Plays a few weeks ago, but he called too late. His question was clever, but he called too late.
Well, okay. We like literary questions, so yes, please call in.
Okay, we'll encourage him then. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Good evening, Sparky and Maddie. How you all doing?
Good.
Montana MT is Meitnerium.
Right.
The list of songs that you had, Jerry, are they from Brigadoon?
No, they are not.
Okay.
Thanks for guessing.
And
you're the first one.
Too late on Manhasset State Park. I think I remember going there once or twice.
It has Hammagansett.
Hammagansett.
Hammagansett. In Connecticut.
Yes,
my
it is.
Home state.
Right.
But I think I remember going there maybe once or twice. Okay, we're done.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds of a Matter.
Hi, Mark in the Tenderloin.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. So I got a question. The book Appointment in Samara, can you tell me who wrote it and where Samara is?
John O'Hara wrote it, and it's in the Middle East somewhere.
It's in Iraq.
There's
a Samara in Iraq. Is that the same Samara that's mentioned in the...
I believe so, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I think so.
That's what I had.
Yeah.
O'Hara and Samara.
Okay. And highest per capita country, the Vatican?
Good, not bad. That's not the answer I have.
I like that.
Oh, okay. And I have one answer. I don't know if anybody answered Florida for it's the same thing as fluorine.
Right. Fluorium? Fluorovium? No. Yes.
Actually, no. Fluorine, maybe that's just F.
Fluorovium.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
I didn't know it.
But you're right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yep.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah, some more elements on the states.
All right.
I don't know if anybody said CO. It was mentioned in an earlier question.
Right.
Cobalt.
Cobalt, right.
Is TN tungsten?
No.
Tungsten must be a different symbol then.
Right. There are two, let me see, there are three left on the list.
ME for methane? I don't
know if that's the symbol. No. No.
Okay. Then foods, barbecue?
No.
Wow, people don't miss barbecue.
Well, I don't know.
And then smoothies?
No.
Or popcorn?
Yes, popcorn.
Okay. Oh, of course, yeah.
And then I'm trying to think, some of them were guessed, like grapes. I think I'm out of ones that haven't been guessed already.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is David with Nancy from Berkeley.
Hello.
She had an answer to the question about a song, or maybe it was three songs that were obscure from a...
Yeah, you're right. Three songs. St. Bridget, My Best Girl, and That's How Young I Feel. What musical is that from?
Are they from three different musicals?
No, they're all from the same show.
She said MAME.
MAME is correct.
Oh, very good.
Very good.
All right. Can I ask you a quick question?
Very quick.
All right. Do you know who is Cincinnatus Heiner Miller?
Well, Cincinnatus was a Roman general, but Heiner Miller, no. That I can't, no. Uh-uh.
Okay, we can leave it over for next week.
All right.
Is that a character in, what was the show with Zero Mostel about the Roman?
Oh, yeah, a funny thing happened on the
right.
Before.
Oh, that's a great answer, but completely wrong. It's a real person. There's a bit of a connection with the Bay Area.
All right. Actually. Well, throw it back at us next week.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. All right. Time to clean up. Jerry, what do we
okay,
got?
Okay. De Gaulle, Reagan, Mitterrand, and Boris Yeltsin all consulted astrologers.
Oh, God.
It's amazing. It's hard to imagine De Gaulle.
Yeah.
Because he knew everything. And the country that leads the world in castles is Wales. It's a big night for Wales.
Wales
on the
isn't
show.
Really a country.
Right.
Wales is not a country?
Well,
no.
It's not an independent country anyway. Let's put it that way.
What is
it
called?
It's an area of Great Britain. It's a vassal state, I guess you'd say.
It's not a country.
Yeah. That's
well,
all right.
I call it a country. It's
okay.
A country.
is
Ireland a country?
Yes.
Scotland a country?
No. But they no. Might. It might be at the end of the year. I don't
right.
know.
Oh, yeah. Scotland is trying to become independent. Right. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay. No. Well, thank
Wales
you.
Is not. What do you got? Luxembourg, the highest capita.
Oh,
per capita.
Luxembourg. Okay. Was that it for you?
Yep.
All right. Flint Hills National Preserve is the biggest tourist attraction in Kansas. According to CNN poll, what foods do Americans miss most when they're traveling overseas? Pizza, breakfast cereal, ice. Well, you really can't get.
Oh, yeah, they like
yeah,
ice.
Yeah, they like ice. You can't get that. Mexican ice. Food, unless you're traveling to Mexico, I guess. Popcorn, root beer, chili fries,
root
and
beer.
Bagels. What a fine diet the Americans have. So,
I love root beer. I'm gonna.
I
don't think
I'm
gonna
too,
go anywhere.
Because you can always get Coke and Pepsi, but you can't get root beer. Mm-hmm. Anyway, if we didn't get to your call, we do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 7 p.m. Hope you enjoyed the show. We certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. Our panel tonight was Jerry Nachman from The Chronicle, Leah Garchik. I've been your moderator, Dan Rodriguez. And thanks to Debbie Kennedy for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week. Please join us next Sunday at 7. Happy Father's Day. Bye bye.